This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
And welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we focus on the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series, and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops. Best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BassRadio or on Twitter at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just go to Bassmaster.com, hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Got a really special show for you today. The Elite Series is on Lake Dardanelle in Arkansas, which is just south of Beaver Lake, which 50 years ago this weekend hosted the first ever BASS event, the All-American Bass Tournament, won by Stan Sloan, who was a Nashville cop. He won $2,000 and a trip to Acapulco for his efforts. I think they'll do a little better this week, probably. Later in the show, longtime outdoors host Tommy Sanders will join us. But to kick things off on his 50th anniversary show, how about BASS part owner and outdoor legend, Jerry McInnes? Jerry, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, and I appreciate being on with you today. And obviously, we got some pretty historical things to talk about, I'm certainly glad to talk about them.
Well, having read your outstanding book, I know that in 1967, you were just really getting your thing going, and so on, and embarking on a whole new world of outdoors, and you were such a pioneer in outdoor production and television and so on. At the same time that your career was blowing up, Bass was blowing up, and what Ray Scott had started there. Did you ever think during any of that time that, someday I'll probably be an owner of BASS? Did that ever cross your mind?
Yeah, that was on the top of my list. No, obviously I didn't. But we'll tell you this, I knew something was going to happen there. It was just too many good ideas at the perfect time, and there was just a lot of things needed to happen. And kind of like you said, I was right in the middle of my whole situation, television-wise. And for that reason, dadgummit, I missed the tournament there in Beaver Lake. I was, of course, by that time, pretty good friends with Dan and Stan Sloan, for that matter. Mm-hmm. Looking back on it now, I wish I had been there just where I could say I was there. Yeah. But in between that event, which was not a BASS event,
right?
It was just kind of a stand. There was no BASS, and when that was over, we very quickly, it seems like anyway, it happened very quickly. We went to a meeting with Ray, and Ray and a gentleman by the name of Glenn Andrews, who I still to this day think's one of the truly great bass fishermen, and a couple other gentlemen. Don Butler, a couple of folks that I don't really remember, I don't believe. And we had a meeting up on Table Rock Lake in Ants Creek there at Table Rock. I do remember that. And Bass was formed. Ray threw the idea of us, of the organization, and more tournaments, and a lot of things that are going on today. He was saying, "Here's what we're going to do."
Yeah.
And so then the very next tournament was in Seminole, and that was the first real BASS tournament.
Right.
And I did, I was there. Matter of fact, Dance and I was roomies, and Carl Dice won the tournament, that's my history to that point anyhow. And I actually fished probably for a year, and I just couldn't juggle all the balls with what I was doing.
Right.
So I kind of drifted away from it, but really never took my eyes off of it. Knew so many of the anglers and just knew something was going to happen there. So, just think that was some really neat history. What if you'd been around throwing a baseball around with your buddy when somebody invented baseball and you That's were really there? Sad. That'd be pretty cool. I feel the same way about this, and obviously we all owe. Yeah, it just goes without saying that we owe Ray Scott and that takes a lot of courage to do that. Not only was he creative and had these good ideas, and he was smart enough to surround himself with some really good people, but that takes a lot of courage, because every good thing you come up with, there's got to be a downer.
Yeah.
Because you are treading around in an area where no one on earth had ever been before, so there had to be little failures every day or so, which would make you think, I'm going to throw the towel in on this. This ain't going to work.
Well,
but old Ray didn't.
He went all in, too, because, he was an insurance salesman, so he had a sales background.
Yeah.
He had to have a sales background, right? He was only 33 years old. I mean, he's a relatively young man now, and at that point when he makes this decision to go in with the tournaments. And then when it's so fascinating, because, again, a lot of this is covered, or some of this is covered in your book. The next book you write ought to just be the entire history of this whole thing and how it's all intertwined, because Bill Dance becomes a big TV hero. You become a big TV hero. There's a lot of similarities between fishing, the pressure of fishing a tournament, and the pressure of recording a show. Even when we talk to Mark Zona about it now, he says, I feel more pressure recording a show than I did when I used to fish tournaments, because I didn't have everybody watching me. So, it's all intertwined, but back to the early days of this, was it designed when that BASS comes to fruition in 68? Was it designed with the tournaments at the forefront, or was it designed more as a Bass Anglers Sportsman Society? Because obviously BASS is much more than a tournament organization.
Yeah, such a good question there, really. I guess I would be looking at it from my side a little bit, because I was interested in the tournaments. Mm-hmm. And even though I didn't prolong that, I was still very interested in it, because I'm a really competitive guy. I want to fish bass tournaments right now, and they won't let the owners fish. They are, and so I have to go fish in the FLW. Get my fanny whipped over there just as easy as I can in bass.
That's funny. Now that's funny.
anyway, to answer your question there, I think that I was really more zeroed in on the tournament and the competition, but. There is a lot of people, including Ray Scott, who was very much interested in the whole organization, I'm sure when we first started, we weren't all zeroed in on conservation and that kind of stuff, which we should have been, but it kind of came along a little bit later.
Yeah, that's really interesting stuff, and I want to get into that a little bit as well, and into the fact that this is Arkansas is your adopted home. People who know your story know originally from Missouri up there, a big Cardinals fan, and a guy who played minor league professional baseball as well, Jerry McInnes, but adopted home into Arkansas. saw, and of course the studios are in Little Rock, and it's so neat to see all of this taking place now in Arkansas, where the first All-American tournament, not a BASS event, took place, but the first All-American tournament took place. We also want to touch on what might be in the plans for 1968, the 50th anniversary. So 2018 will be the 50th anniversary of BASS. We can touch on some of that as well. We'll continue with Jerry McInnes right after this, right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. The Bassmaster Elite Series is coming to Russellville, Arkansas. Come watch the best bass anglers in the world weigh in their catch from Lake Dardanelle. And while you're there, explore the free outdoor expo and interactive display. There'll be free boat demos, prizes, giveaways, and more. It's fun for the whole family. Be at the GoPro Bassmaster Elite, presented by Econo Lodge, June 2nd through 5th at Lake Dardanelle State Park. Expo opens at noon on Saturday and Sunday. Visit Bassmaster.com for details.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time and simulcast on ESPN3.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Back with Jerry McInnes, our guest, of course, part owner of BASS, and this weekend. Actually, it was June 5th through 7th, that first tournament, Ray Scott's first tournament, the All-American, which took place on Beaver Lake, which is about, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half north of Dardanelle, maybe a little bit more than that. Of course, the Elite Boys are on Dardanelle this weekend. We'll have full coverage of that next week on how that tournament went. It started on Friday and goes through Monday, which is a little bit different as well. Jerry, let's continue along this path. Just your pride in as a you know, Arkansan now, your pride in having this all take place in Arkansas. You had so much history at Bull Shoals Lake to the east of Dardanelle and Beaver Lake, and to be able to have this kind of event taking place now, and then reminiscing about where it all started right there in Arkansas.
Yeah, another thing that I'm really proud of is how many really good anglers we've had come from our state, and they, you know, it all ties right back into bass again. Most all of them made their careers, made their name fishing over at Bass, and just think, when all that started, who would have thought you could have made a name bass fishing, traveling around these different lakes, and for many years, the guys struggled to get anywhere, really, when you get right down to it. But that, of course, has really advanced. Got a long way to go yet, but still, it has turned into a very legitimate sport. When we have the weigh-in of our event in the middle of the infield in a professional baseball field, we've arrived.
Yeah.
We're awful close to it anyhow. But kind of backing up there about Arkansas, just look at all the really great anglers, from Larry Nixon to Mark Davis to just so many great anglers have come out of Arkansas and were raised fishing on these lakes. Forrest Wood came out of Arkansas, and of course he was a He wasn't there right at the beginning, but boy, he wasn't far behind. And the things that he did was probably second only to Ray.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud of the state of Arkansas.
Yeah, I know. It is incredible. And that's also covered in Jerry's book as well. And again, there could be a whole nother book just dealing with this issue, the issue of BASS and professional bass fishing and so on. But you couldn't get the guys this weekend to take $2,000 in a trip to Acapulco, you know, for nostalgia's sake, right? I mean, just for nostalgia, give them a couple of grand and say, hey, we're going to send you to Acapulco. They probably wouldn't go for that, these guys.
No, I don't want to be in on that conversation. I want somebody else to get that started.
Yeah, you talk about Arkansas, and of course, you know, I live on the Alabama-Tennessee border, and there's a lot of pride over here as well, a lot of great fishermen in that first event with Stan Sloan from Nashville and Bill Dance from Memphis, you know, right on his tail there, finishing first and second. I've often thought about how cool it would be to have a Ryder Cup type event that has maybe, you know, four members from Arkansas, four from Tennessee, four from Alabama, four from California. You know, you could get four from Michigan or whatever, or up north, and kind of have them compete as a team. Almost like in a Ryder Cup type event where these were teams of guys that were out there, you know, individually, but, you know, with team scores, just for, you know, just for regional pride, if you will.
Yeah, I think that would be an incredible idea. I know myself just thinking of you saying that. We've kind of batted similar ideas of like that around, but you just saying that for some Arkansas and four from Alabama and all, yeah.
That would be cool.
Would be so much interest in that.
I think there would. I think it would be great.
If we do that, I'm going to call it my idea.
That's fine. That's what I do. I'm an idea man. I just throw stuff. I'm like Nick Saban once said it. We just throw stuff on the wall and see what sticks. That's what I do. I just throw stuff on the wall and see what sticks. Jerry McInnes with us here, obviously, the familiar voice of Jerry McInnes. And all right, so 1968 is when BASS actually starts, the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, and that wonderful patch that we all wear so proudly to this day. Having said that, are there any preliminary plans for 2018 and the 50th anniversary of the organization?
Well, we're gearing up to do a lot of stuff at the Classic this coming year,
mm-hmm.
and we're really, as a matter of fact, we've got a great series of articles coming out based around what all we've talked about right here, actually, that'll come out in Bassmaster Magazine that really gets in deep with Ray Scott and Bob Cobb and the guys that were just right there in the middle of it. And again, it's so interesting to be at least close to that kind of history, because all that stuff's going on and they're talking in a little room in Montgomery or in Tulsa or wherever it might be, and having no idea that something, you know, I'm sure their expectations are high, but I just can't imagine them thinking that it would all turn into something like it is now.
Yeah, and there's so many guys that are still around that were, you know, that are so familiar with the history, including Dave Preck, you know, our vice president, who's still
there. Oh, absolutely, you know, right.
Yeah, guys like that, you know, took it through those early years, and there were so many different kind of tournament ideas that went along the way as this thing grew. But when the elites started back 10, 11 years ago now, this seems to be the best plan yet. I know there's been different events. I love the bracket challenge and things like that are cool. And there's been little twists. We just had Texas Fest, the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, coming off of Bass Fest the last few years. These are all great ideas, but it's all built around the Elite Series, which is now 10, 11 years into the making, which I think is very important to have that kind of consistency.
Well, I think so too. I really do, and I like the fact that we have 100 anglers, and it's for the most part through those years. It's been those same anglers have been the foundation of it,
right.
And then up pops all this college stuff,
yeah.
Man.
Oh my!
And high school before that, and then college, and now we have college guys that are very, you know, right out of college, they're very prominent players with the elite anglers. So, mm-hmm. that, you know, that's, I guess I really feel like that's how a sport grows. And doggone, that's what's happening. That's just exactly what how we could have laid it out.
Yeah. Well, when we talked to Brandon Polinick last week, it was like he's 28 or 29 years old. And I'm like, you're an old guy now. All the other guys that had won were 24, 25 years old. Jacob Wheeler and Jordan Lee, and the list goes on and on of these Dustin Connell. These neophytes are out there winning these tournaments and taking everybody's money. So good gracious. So it's what makes it great, though. That's what makes the tour great, what makes BASS great. Now, Jerry, I really appreciate you taking some time to reminisce. This is great stuff. And, Jerry, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anytime. Thank you so much.
When we return, Tommy Sanders joins us right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time and simulcast on ESPN3.
The Bassmaster Elite Series is coming to Russellville, Arkansas. Come watch the best bass anglers in the world weigh in their catch from Lake Dardanelle. And while you're there, explore the free outdoor expo and interactive display. There'll be free boat demos, prizes, giveaways, and more. It's fun for the whole family. Be at the GoPro Bassmaster Elite, presented by Econo Lodge, June 2nd through 5th at Lake Dardanelle State Park. Expo opens at noon on Saturday and Sunday. Visit Bassmaster.com for details.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I want to thank Jerry McInnes giving us two great segments on the history of BASS, of course, this special weekend, just about 50 years, almost to the day, 50 years. When they end this thing on Monday, it'll be 50 years to the day from Bray Scott's All-American Bass Tournament back on Beaver Lake, which is just north of Dardanelle, where the boys are. I got to tell you, before I introduce our next guest, Jerry knew that Tommy Sanders was coming on, and he just felt like he had to say something about the audition process some 30-some-odd years ago, and this is what Jerry had to say.
And right at the end of it, I said, hey, would you guys mind if I brought in another guy, and let's take a look at him as well? And they said, oh, heck yeah, let's do that. And so they all got together, and the one guy from Little Rock, quite honestly, blew all the so-called hotshot hosts, blew them all the way with his talent, his he was just so great, and that was Tommy Sanders.
Yeah.
And Tommy has been in that position now. What are we talking about here? 30 years or more? Tommy'd probably be able to tell you that, but. I am so proud of that man, and he is such an overlooked piece of the puzzle of this whole big bass world.
Jerry McInnes talking about our guest, Tommy Sanders, who may be blushing now. Tommy, are you blushing?
I'm blushing, but, you know, sometimes it's nice to be overlooked. You know, some of your attributes don't come through, but a lot of your mistakes slip through, too. So that, you know, that has, but thanks to Jerry for that. That was the opportunity of a lifetime for me. It would be for anybody.
Yeah.
I was just lucky to be there at the right place in the right time and meet Jerry, for sure.
Well, we went on to talk about your great genes as well, and the fact that you look about the same as you did then 35 years ago, and we're trying to figure out how, or 30 years ago, trying to figure out how this, you must have been 12 when you had the interview.
No, actually, I was in an advanced age. But see, I was like in my mid to late 30s when I started doing this stuff. And, you know, that's why they don't have many close-ups of me. I'm, as they say, aging like a banana. You know what I mean?
There you go. Not too far a trip. You know, the boys over in Dardanelle, of course, you're in Arkansas there at the Bassmaster Live Studios and so on. But, you know, 50th anniversary, a lot of nostalgia, a lot of feelings like that Jerry and I talked about. But this has got to be kind of neat to have the guys just west of where you guys are in Little Rock.
It really is. You know, it's just some place that all of us, the part of the Little Rock crew, are very familiar with. And everybody can actually choose to come home and sleep in their own beds at night if they don't mind driving an hour, you know, in the pre-dawn hours of the morning. It's a, you know, it's a fishery we're all familiar with. There's a lot of history there. And it's something we look forward to every year. And it's this will be another different kind of puzzle to figure out this time around. So it's it'll be fun to watch and see who see who's able to figure it out the best.
And a championship Monday again, but this time by design. We had one earlier in the year, and this one is by design. And so that's going to be kind of cool as well.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I think it's good for our Bassmaster Live, you know, which is watched by so many people at work.
Yeah.
that's a good opportunity for us to reach an audience. You know, sometimes that's even better than Sunday, having a Sunday final. So it's a I haven't heard the official reason. It's some sort of logistics thing getting from the last tournament to this one and a holiday weekend in there or something like that. But I'm good with it.
That was it. They did not want the guys to have to practice on Memorial Day. They opened up the practice on Tuesday.
Oh.
And so that was the whole – I was a little confused myself, but I went to the source and I asked Jerry about that. And I said, what's the point with this? And he said, well, we didn't want them to start practice on Memorial Day. So they got to start their practice Tuesday, which started the tournament on Friday. So that's what the wraparound weekend. And you're right, Bassmaster Live, I have it on in the studio – and, you know, Sunday morning is church and family time. I just can't get away with having it on my phone at church. It's not going to work. But you know, on a Friday and now a Monday, it is just a morning killer. I got to be honest with you. You put it on, you just leave it over there on the side on your computer, and it's just the coverage is fantastic. The expanded bandwidth with ESPN3 as well, and it's just it's been amazing the way this thing has grown.
Yeah, it's a morning killer. It's hours you'll never get back, but I think most people consider it to be worth it if you enjoy seeing the tournaments like you've never seen them before on television. And that's kind of the whole appeal of the thing, for sure.
Yeah, and you've been very honest about some of the spots that you guys go. Obviously, where the Elite Series goes are relatively remote, which impacts sometimes the footage that we get from the water, which leads us to moments like Dave Mercer being roped by a calf. We had Dave on last week, and I'm like, really? I want to be your baby calf? That you said I want to be your baby calf in front of 200,000 people live online? And so we get those kind of moments, too, but it's neat that you guys can adjust if you have to.
Could you call that stuff bycatch? Is that what they call bycatch? Except you get in the net when you don't know exactly where you're fishing.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. But you wonder
that's fun, but it's a lot of time to kill, but it's a challenge each and every time, and that signal component of it is certainly a big part of it.
You know, you wonder what the future technology will bring to it. I mean, we never even thought we could do anything close to this just a few years ago, and now we're doing this, and you know that it'll continue to improve. I think about, you know, I did not know until I went to a NASCAR race that NASCAR actually had helicopters with the antennas in them. That's how they had the in-car when the cars are on those big 2.5 mile tracks and they're clear across the area in there, and that's how they got the signal back. You almost wonder whether or not the day will come where there'll be a flying cell tower antenna, if you will, out there, you know, as a relay.
Oh, I think there absolutely will be. You know, it's the problem with, you know, some of these areas is they're the last in the country because of their remoteness and lack of population to receive infrastructure as far as the phone towers and such go. I think the biggest improvements will just be as these places are always getting more populated as the country gets more populated. They'll build out the infrastructure, and we'll just get better signals. But yeah, I think things like that are coming. I mean, my gosh, they're talking about putting, you know, big giant blimps in the sky all over the world to get the internet access for people in every every corner of the globe. So I think we'll be the we'll benefit from that. You know, the, at least the bycatch again, as
right.
you say, the, whatever comes up as a secondary spectrum.
Right, right. And Davey Height this year, it's been fun to watch him grow. He's been on with us a couple of times, and of course Mark Zona, great friends of the show as well. But it's been really neat to watch Davey grow in this role and how smooth this transition has been. He's done a lot of TV, Bass Pros, and things like that. But it's been really interesting to see him grow in this role.
Absolutely. Just, I mean, where would we be without him? He's just doing such a great job. And we knew he would, you know, because he's just a tremendous bass mind, you know, and a very personal guy, and comes across very well on camera. And, you know, when Mark Zona needed to take, you know, this middle section of the year to work on his show and then do the things he needed to do that he hasn't had the opportunity, frankly, to do for the last 12 years. And, man, just having Davey step up and do that is just, we couldn't be more tickled about that, because he's just great. You know, it's been universally, I went to the Classic, and since we're sort of stuck in the studio here, that's the only time I get to be around the bass fishing community in person very much. And every single person comes up and says, man, isn't Davey great? I said, yeah, of course he is. He's fantastic. I think he's very well received and such a great guy.
Yeah. Yeah, so just about a minute left, but it did lead us to one of the great segments. The world, where in the world is Zona segment has been pretty funny, you know, for the various places. That's where Mark was when he wasn't with you guys. And I'll be honest with you, I was texting Z about, are you kidding me? You're having another baby? I mean, you know, I'm gullible that way. So, but that's been a fun element as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been the new baby, Alexander somebody.
He was at the draft, I think.
The karate playoff, the Renaissance fairs, and all these wonderful destinations he's calling us from that are completely flights of fancy, but we love.
Fantastic. Well, Tommy, we really appreciate you, and I don't think you're I think Jerry said underappreciated, overlooked, whatever. I don't think so. I think you're right there at the top of the heap, and we love the work that you do, and I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to join us. I know it's busy with Bassmaster Live, but I appreciate you joining us for a few minutes.
Well, Tom, thank you so much, and congratulations. I know I've expressed this over the texting, but on stepping up with the Bassmaster Radio, fantastic! I love it.
Yeah, it's been a blessing for me, to be honest, as a lifetime member of BASS, to be able to do this show. It's been fantastic. So, all right, Tommy, we'll do it again.
Absolutely, Tom. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll come back. Final segment next. Scott Morris will join me right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. The Bassmaster Elite Series is coming to Russellville, Arkansas. Come watch the best bass anglers in the world weigh in their catch from Lake Dardanelle. And while you're there, explore the free outdoor expo and interactive display. There'll be free boat demos, prizes, giveaways, and more. It's fun for the whole family. Be at the GoPro Bassmaster Elite, presented by Econo Lodge, June 2nd through 5th at Lake Dardanelle State Park. Expo opens at noon on Saturday and Sunday. Visit Bassmaster.com for details. Are you looking for a great weekend tournament fishing experience? Well, visit AmericanBassAnglers.com for the latest on the nation's number one grassroots fishing tours. The ABA features several circuits, including the American Fishing Tour, one-day events close to home. The ABA also has the Open Series with 16 divisions around the country and a $5,000 guaranteed first place. For team tournaments, check out the 100% Plus Team Tour and even the Couples Tour. All events lead to the Ray Scott Championships as well. Learn more at AmericanBassAnglers.com.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back. Final segment of Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. What a show we've had. Jerry McInnes, two segments with Jerry McInnes. I could do 10 segments with Jerry McInnes. And then Tommy Sanders in as well, joining us now to wrap it up. Scott Morris and Scott, the boys are at Dardanelle, which is just a little way south of Beaver Lake, where 50 years ago, Ray Scott held his All-American. Coming up on Monday, it'll be the anniversary of that. It was June 5th through 7th, 1967. And everything changed in the world of bass fishing from there going forward. It was 6 months later or so that the formation of BASS, and, you know, it's been history since then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the American story. You know, a guy that puts his butt on the line, puts the money up, sees the vision, casts the vision, no pun intended, and people come and attend, and now look where we are.
What a value, too. I mean, I joined as a lifetime member in 1981 for, I think, $200. And, you know, I've gotten every Bassmaster magazine and Bass Times magazine since then, and, you know, all kinds of other benefits and so on. And just so proud to carry that patch. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing, is to be able to carry that life member patch is a big deal. And, you know, the society has been a lot more than just tournaments. I mean, there's tournaments at the highest level and now all the way down through the high school level with the Bass Nation. But really, it's much, much more than that. It's conservation, the catch and release. They really, I think, saved our fisheries and made them so much better over the last 50 years.
Oh, absolutely. And, it, you know, I believe it's $500 now, and that $500 is well worth it just for what you said, not only to receive all the publications and get the access and get all the pros views and stuff like that, but it's a whole different ball game when what Bass does with their money and how they manage it and what they do to help us.
Yeah, I think the two best values I ever, well, outside of my wife, the two best values I ever acquired would be the lifetime membership in BASS and my lifetime fishing license in Alabama for $150. I got that about 10 years ago. Well, almost 14 years ago for $150. That lifetime license is great. That's a great thing to do, too, if you have a kid or a grandkid or something like that, you know, to buy them a lifetime license and give them that, you know, give them that ability to fish and or hunt, you know, for their life.
Absolutely, and I know here in the state of Tennessee they do offer that for newborns, and I don't know what the limit is on you know, the age, but it's offered here in the state of Tennessee, so absolutely a great thing to take advantage of.
Yeah, we got a full weekend to go at Dardanelle, and then Monday it'll be a championship Monday as they backed everything up a day because of the Memorial Day weekend, which I thought was pretty cool. Having said that, high water, the main river is really not producing much for the guys. Everybody's looking backs of creeks, trying to find some clearer water. Talk about your thoughts on high muddy water and you know, and what works best.
Well, I mean, you know, high muddy water, depending on where you are. I've always liked high muddy water. Around here in Tennessee, for example, Old Hickory Lake is a lot more stained than we would say Percy Priest Lake. But fish acclimate once they get used to the consistent stained water. Now, you get silty mud, you know, you're running into a whole different ball game that's not good. So if I'm on Dardanelle, the water is high, there's a couple of opportunities. Like you said, look for clear water. Where do you find clear water? Well, you find clear water, you know, back in a creek. You find clear water, you know, in a drain. Somewhere could be a manufactured clear water, like an outtake from a plant, but something that mixes up with that murkier water. But, Tom, you also have a deal where you can get near the bank. You know, when there's high water, you want to try to find a bank or something that provides a barrier where the fish have to stop. And sometimes the closer you can get to that barrier, the better off you are at catching those fish when they're up.
Mm-hmm.
So find a barrier. Sometimes that barrier does provide a clear water line.
Yeah.
And finally, well, another thing would be like going into an area where it's matted. Sometimes that matted stuff, all that trash, filters out that water, and you've got clean water, so you would punch that mat. But there's going to be a thing where you can actually find an underwater spring or something different, or like a rock fence running into the high water area,
mm-hmm.
someplace like a highway where those fish will use. So there's kind of a different way to fish high water. Sometimes you can get in the cove and actually fish out from the trash where they're using a staging area for high water to go in and out.
Yeah, it's interesting because you say you like it, you call it stained and colored and all this stuff. And, you know, guys, we had this conversation last week with Dave Mercer, guys that are used to fishing very clear water, get very nervous about it because you think, well, the fish can't see that bait. The reverse is true. A lot of guys from the south that are used to fishing dirty water go up north where the tour will head here in a couple of weeks, and that clear water will freak them out because it just seems like, well, you know, we're spooking fish, which really isn't the case.
Oh, no. I mean, you and I fish, you know, high muddy water situations where a lot of times you'll go into like a mat of trash, and the key is to let your boat drift into that mat. Do not touch the trolling motor and just let the wind kind of push you in. And if you don't move, let the boat kind of settle up against that and just be very stealthy. And I tell you what, you can't beat 50-pound braid, and you can't beat a half-ounce sinker.
Yeah.
50-pound braid and a half-ounce sinker and a high-power, gear ratio reel and an 8-foot flipping stick, heavy flipping stick, you're good to go.
Yeah, well, I know next week we'll be fishing a tournament out of Kentucky Lake, and I'm pretty sure we won't be in the backs of creeks fishing high muddy water. I'm just thinking, you know, we might find a ledge somewhere, but we'll see how all that works out. Scott, as always, I appreciate you so much, and we'll look forward to doing it again.
All right, Tom.
All right, there you go, Scott Morris. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Bassmaster Radio. Until next time, keep those lines tight, those nets heavy. This has been Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.